Okay, let's bring in Andy Robertson, who writes an online column under the name of Geek Dad. Would you let your small child play this type of game, Andy?
I think I would, up to the advised age of 6 or 7, I would make sure that they were playing it with those 3D features probably switched off or potentially turned down, because you do have the option, there's a slider so you can vary.
When you say switched off, intensity. What do you mean? That sounds a contradiction in terms.
Well, it's something I spoke to Nintendo about as well, and there's a couple of ways which you can adjust the 3DS, the top display, which is 3D, to control whether that 3D effect is switched on in full, or whether you have a slider on the side, and that can reduce it to suit your eyes.
Do you think parents are in a position to make that kind of judgment?
Well, I think that's the issue here. A child using a device like this, or potentially watching a 3D film, may not recognise that their eyes are getting tired and may not be able to communicate that. Whereas if you're an adult using those sorts of things, obviously you realise, oh, my eyes are getting tired or strained, I better stop doing this.
I mean, this does seem a very risky thing, in a way, for Nintendo to do. You could say they're being very ultra-responsible, but, you know, what do you think they're doing here as someone who knows the market? Are they being ultra-responsible, or are they trying to protect themselves down the line?
Well, I think you're seeing Nintendo's sort of more careful and considered approach to some of this technology. We saw before with the Wii, they've been very careful to protect particularly young players going online and to protect their identity from playing with strangers, say. And now they're moving into this 3D arena as they take their next console, perhaps with a more hardcore edge for those sorts of gamers, that you're again seeing their sort of cautious nature, I think. And for me, that's a positive thing, because they're essentially bringing to light an issue that is for any sort of 3D technology, not just for the 3DS.
Just quite briefly on this one, Andy, because I want to go back to Karen, but what does 3D add to the playing experience?
Well, first of all, the image of this top 3D screen will just look a lot sharper. It will sort of pop out of the screen. But it also gives you a genuine sense of depth, so that some games will make good use of that and actually include that sort of way you can look around different corners and look into the game to become part of the gameplay. So it's not just sort of an added extra that just looks nicer. It's actually something which functions.
OK, well, Andy Robertson, Karen Sparrow, thank you both very much indeed.